Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes, 4-9, and the last of the Masechta. And here we will learn, first of all, how one goes about blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, meaning how many blasts and what type. There are three times that the Pasuk says that one is to blow a trua, a broken shofar sound, on Rosh Hashanah, two of them in the context of Rosh Hashanah directly. Once it says, Shabbason Zichron trua, a day of rest and recalling the broken shofar blast. It also says, Yom Trua Yelechem, it should be a day of Trua, of the broken shofar sound, and therefore that's two. And a third time is mentioned in the context of Yovel again, the Jubilee year, the 50th year, and there, we're talking about, the Pasuk says, V'havarta shofar Trua b'chodesh hashvi b'esel l'chodesh b'yom ha-kippurim. And now this V'havarta, which means also you will cause to be sounded, the shofar, but this is, the implication here is like a long, unbroken sound. Va'avarta shofar trua, you will blow the shofar and then trua with broken sounds on the 7th month, on the 10th of the month, on Yom Kippur. And the Pasuk continues and says, Ta'aviru shofar b'chol artzachem. You will blow the shofar sound throughout your lands. That's referring to Yovel and blowing the shofar, which announces the release of slaves and the return of ancestral plots of land to their former owners. But there's a Gezeira Shava, we also mentioned that before, the Gezeira Shava, the psukim in both contexts refer to Chodesh Hashvi'i, to which it's the tradition is that it's to connect the halachas of one to the other, so that we have a total of three times the psukim we're talking about trua, broken shofar blast. And then that means we'll have to have a total of three shofar truas on Rosh Hashanah. Now, a separate drasha is that the fact that the pasuk in the Yovel verse has this ostensibly superfluous v'havarta, you sound the shofar not once but twice, both before and after the mention of trua. Again, the pasuk says v'havarta shofar trua, that's before, b'chodesh hashvi b'asa l'chodesh b'yom ha-kippurim ta'aviru shofar, a second time, b'chol artzachem. So it's understood that before and after each of the truos, the broken sounds, comes the what we call the tekiah, the long, unbroken shofar sound. That'll mean then that according to the drushas, the psukim are mandating a total of nine blasts, nine sounds from a shofar, three truos, broken sounds, each one preceded and followed by a tekiah, an unbroken longer sound, a total of nine. And that's what the Mishnah says here. Seder tekios, the way, the arrangement, the schedule, the choreography of the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Again, the word tekiah can be a little confusing because it refers to both any old shofar blast, whether it's a tekiah, trua, shavar, whatever, or a specific of the three, the tekiah, the single long blast. But here it just means the blowing of the shofar in general. Are shalosh, there are three sets. The three sets, we said, is because of the three times true as mentioned, but the three sets will be allocated in the Musaf reading, and Shmona Esrei, to be after each of the three themes of Rosh Hashanah, those of Malchuyos, Zichronos, and Shofros, meaning that after one says the Psukim and the Bracha of Malchuyos, one should have one set of shofar blowing, and the second set will be after the Zichronos, and the third set will have to be the Shofros. And in each of those sets, they're shel shalosh shalosh, they constitute three shofar sounds, the trua in the middle, and preceded and followed by the tekiah sound. So that means tekiah, trua, tekiah after Malchuyos, tekiah, trua, tekiah after Zichronos, and tekiah, trua, tekiah after Shofros, a total of nine blasts. Now, you probably noticed we do a lot more blowing than that on Rosh Hashanah. Now, part of the reason why is because, although the middle trua is a broken sound, there is a machlokas if it's referring to I'll call it three medium length sounds, the shofar, what we refer to as shivarim now, or whether it's referring to nine very short staccato sounds, we taka refer to as trua. The reason for that is because while the Gemara specifies, and even our Mishnah will specify yavava, that the sound of the trua is like a yavava, it's like a cry. So there's a question, what kind of crying are we talking about? Is it the kind of crying called yalala, which is sort of sobbing, sort of uncontrollable sobbing, like as the shofar goes, it's called the trua, nine separate blasts, or is it going to be like a ganicha, a groan, as a person kind of groans, they're in great pain, ay, 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 and that would be what we call the shavarim, they're longer, okay? So because of that, because we're not sure whether the trua of the pasuk refers to yalala, sobs, or ganicha, groans, or perhaps there's a third possibility that it's both ganicha and yalala, groans and sobs. So therefore, we have the three possibilities. What we'll do is, to be sure that we're yotzi, we won't just blow tekiah, trua, tekiah. We'll blow tekiah, and then we'll blow shivarim, in addition to trua, meaning the three and the nine, and also both the three and nine, the shivarim trua together, tekiah shivarim trua tekiah. So now, instead of each set being just three blasts, tekiah trua tekiah, it's actually going to be a total of 10 blasts, three for tekiah trua tekiah, three for tekiah shivarim trua, and four for tekiah shivarim trua tekiah, for a total of 10. And since you have, so there'll be 10 for malchuyos, another 10 for Zichronos, under the 10 for Shofaros, for a total of 30. And that's going to be the Ikra Din requisite amount. So you're blowing 30 blasts, really because 9 isn't sufficient because of the suffix of what the 9 should sound like. And the 9 comes from the fact that there are 3 mentions of Trua in the Psukim, and the Drasha from Vahavarta and Taviru, that you have before and after a Trua of each of those 3. Okay, fine. So again, that's the Mishnah says here, very briefly, Seder Tekiyos, the arrangement for the Tekiyos of the day is Shalosh, there are 3 sections, one for each of the 3 Malchuyos, Shofros, Zichronos, and Shofros, Shel Shalosh, Shalosh, each one comprising 3 blasts, Tekiyah at the beginning and end, and then either Tachlis, a true or a Shvarim, or both Shvarim and Trua together. Shir Tekiyah K'Shalosh Truos. Now how long does the Tekiyah have to be? Remember, there's a Tekiyah preceding and following each of the Truos. How long is that tekiah, that single long blast, as opposed to the broken blast, how long does it go for? So there's no upper limit. It can go for as long as you want, good old tekiah gedola. But there is a minimum. Now the minimum is, there are 2 ways to learn this Mishnah. According to the Bar Tanura, who learns like the Rambam, we're saying that the total amount of time that you're blowing tekiahs should be the same as the total amount of time you're blowing your trua. That's what it says, Shir Tekiah K'Shalosh Truos, the time of all the Tekiyos, of which there are a total of 6, right, 3 before and 3 after, should be the same as the time of the 3 Truos. And that being the case, each Tekiah can actually be half as long as the Trua. So if you just imagine the Trua is going to be, let's say, 3 seconds, each Trua is 3 seconds, let's say, so then, according to the Bar Tanura, that means that your Tekiah has to be 1.5 seconds before, then a 3-second trua, then 1.5 seconds after the tekiah, so then the total tekiah will be the same as the total of trua time. And your 3 sets of tekiahs, totaling 6 tekiahs, will be the same length as the 3 sets of truos, the 3 truos. Others learn, like Rashi, that when we say here, shir tekiah k'shelos truos, what we mean is that the amount of time each tekiah solid blast should go is at least as long as the 3 broken blasts of what we would call, let's call it shivarim, to keep it simple for a second. That means, if hypothetically it takes you, your shivarim, takes you 3 seconds to say, let's say, so then your tekiah should be also 3 seconds, the same length. So you'd have 3 seconds tekiah, 3 seconds trua, 3 seconds tekiah, and repeat that 3 times. Okay, that's the minimum. No max. Shir trua, now how long should the trua itself go for? K'shalosh yavavos, like 3 cries. And here I told you there's a machlokas or an uncertainty. The Gemara brings down that Avahu wasn't clear on which was, does the yavava, the cry, refer to the yalala, the sobbing, 9 times, or the shavarim, the 3 times groaning. And therefore, like I said, we'll do both. Okay, so that's a question. That's how we do it. Now, fine. Now, the Mishnah goes on to say, Taka Barishona, if you blew your tekiah at that, as the end of the first set, remember the first set's going to be tekiah trua tekiah. So that second tekiah, if you started blowing then, umashach b'shnia kishtayim, and then you, instead of doing, let's say each one's 3 seconds long, instead of doing a 3 second tekiah, a 3 second trua, a 3 second tekiah, you did a 3 second tekiah, then a 3 second trua, then a 6 second tekiah, hoping that those 6 seconds tekiah will count not just for the closing tekiah of the first set, but also the opening tekiah of the second set. You can cut, you're trying to double dip. Mishnah says that doesn't work. Ein biyado ela achas. You only get one, not two, because you can't. You, each tekiah needs to be discrete, having a beginning and an end, and therefore the bar neural learns like most is that you do. The way it looks is you add your 3 second opening tekiah, you add your 3 second trua, and you add a 6 second closing tekiah, and then you have to go on again for another tekiah for the opening tekiah of the second set. There are those who learn that no, you're not able to see anything because a tekiah needs a beginning and an end. And since you had kavanah that your end of your tekiah should be for the second set and not this closing of the first set, you get nothing at all. Just not yolti. You have to do it again. And therefore, when the Mishnah says, "Ein biyado ela echas," you only have one tekiah in hand. What that means is the opening tekiah was okay. Then you did a trua. But your closing tekiah didn't count for anything. You have to do that again. So you have to do another two tekiahs, if you will, for us to compare to what you intended to do. First, you have to do one to close the first set, and then you have to do another one to open the second set. Okay, but the halacha is, like I said before, the Bar Tanura, that you do get credit for the closing tekiah, just you have to do the opening tekiah of the second set a second time. Now, that kind of brings us to the end of the topic of shofar blowing per se, like we're talking about over here. So let me just speak this out a little more to make sure everything is clear. What we've said so far is that there's essentially midoraisa with all the limudim, but this Doraisa obligation, you'd have 3 sets of 3 for a total of 9 blasts. Since we're not sure what constitutes the trua, the middle blast, we do 3 possibilities. Let's call them tkia and trua and shavarm trua, all those. So that gives us, instead of 3 sets of 3, we have 3 sets of 10 for a total of 30. And that will be really mi'ikra than what you have to do. Now, in case you haven't been to shul, you'd probably notice there's a lot more than 30 blasts going on. So first of all, aside for the first, there's 2 sets of 30. There's going to be the 30 that are called the tekiyos that are miyushav, that are you can sit down in theory to listen to them, which would be the first 30. That's when they say the bracha on lishmo kol shofar, the hearing of the shofar, and you know that precedes musaf. Then you'll have another 30 in the middle of chazaras hashatz in the musaf. Again, you have the 3 sets of 10 after each of the 3 sections of the brachos of mechuyos and zichronos and shofros. So that gives you another 3 sets of 10 for a total of 30 more. 30 plus 30 is 60. So by the time you finish Shmona Esrei, that you've done the first 30 of miyushav, the sitting ones, the second 30 of mu'umad, the standing ones, because those ones you have to be standing because the middle of Shmona Esrei, so you're not sitting for those under any circumstances. That's a total of 60. And the reason why we're doubling up is to confuse the Satan has brought down. It's a machlok on which are the essential and which are the confusing ones, whether the first 30 are the essential or the second 30 are the essential. And that being the case, you are certainly aware that when you go to shul, they make a big effort to remind you not to talk between the brachas before the first set of 30 and the end of Shmona Esrei of Musaf Chazaras Hashatz, because you need the brachas that you're saying amen to at the beginning to cover the 30 you're hearing way later on in Musaf. Okay, that gives you to 60, and as long as you haven't talked from beginning of the bracha of there to the end of there, you get a gold star on your chart, and you've done everything fantastically, and that's great. There still is more shofar blowing that goes on in Rosh Hashanah service, and that's something else that's not, in truth, not every community does, but virtually every community does it, and that is they add up more shofar blasts to get us all the way to 100. So some shuls actually blow another set of 30 during the during the silent Shmona Esrei part of the Musaf, as opposed to in addition to the Chazaras Hashatz part. So that gives you 3 times 30 is 90. You're almost there, and you just have 10 at the end. But every shul that I've ever been to, anyways, but I know there are some who don't do this way. Just do 60, 30, and 30 like I described, and the last 40 all come at the end. when exactly the end, there's a different customs, you know, exactly when to squeeze them in. But by the end, you've done 40 more to bring it to a total of 100. Where's the 100 coming from? So that's brought down that when Sisera, Devorah fought and killed Sisera, okay, her forces. So now Sisera, his mother, Sisera's mother is crying over poor Sisera, the Russia, you know, if he's going to be okay. And she was consoled when her friends assured her that, you know, he's probably having a great time raping and pillaging and who knows what. And she was consoled with that. And so that being symbolic of like the most disgusting kind of rachamim a person could have, the mother of Sisera is consoled by the thought of him being terrible. So we sort of go toe-to-toe with Sisera's mother and also have our 100 blasts paralleling hers. Now, the truth is she cried 101 times, says the Pasuk, but we only cry 100 because we recognize that at least one of those cryings is legitimate as a mother crying over her son, and so we don't have to sort of militate against that cry, but the rest, the other 100, we do. Okay, so that's what we get, total of 100 in practice. Now, the Mishnah wraps up. It says, Misha Berach, one who blessed. What does that mean? That means one who said the Barachos in Shmona Esrei of Musaf, meaning he davened Shmona Esrei, and when we say Berach, I mean he davened. Va'achakach nismana lo shofar. And only after he finished davening Shmona Esrei and Musaf, or Musaf's over, then finally he gets a shofar in hand. So he didn't blow a shofar during Musaf. Question is, does he now need to daven Musaf again with the shofar? The answer is no, he doesn't. Tokeo Maria Tokeo Shlosh Pamim. Just do the three sets of Tekiah, Trua, Tekiah, or what we call, that's nine, of course, but we get to 30, like how we described before, because of the suffix, what constitutes the Trua, and just blow those 30 blasts, and then you are Yotzi, and that's fine. Finally, says the Mishnah, Keshem Shashaliach Tzibur Chayev, says the Tanakhama, just as the Shliach Tzibur needs a daven on the tefillas of Rosh Hashanah, kach kol yachid v'yachid chayev, so too every individual Jew is obligated, assuming he can, every Jew is a chayev, to daven Shmona Esrei, Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. It's a lot to memorize. Remember the time of the mission, there's no Siddurim. It's a lot to memorize, but you know what? That's it. That's what you got to do. So everyone has to do it. And someone who's anal baki, who simply isn't able to do it, so he can rely on the Shliach Tzibur to be motzim to do it for him instead. But those who are Bekim, who are capable, simply would not be Yotzi by relying on the Shliach Tzibur. In contrast, Rabban Gamliel Omer, Shliach Tzibur Motzi es Harab Midei Chovasan. Rabban Gamliel says that's what Shliach Tzibur is there for, to be Motzi the people listening, and therefore he's Motzi everybody, whether they're Bekim or Eino Bekim, whether they're able to do it or not able to do it by themselves. If they want to listen in, as long as they hear every word, they pay attention, they're present for the whole davening, so then all the people listening in can be Yotzi, whether they're Bekim or not. And that machlokus, to the Tanakam and Rabban Gamliel, actually exists both during the weekday when the tefillos are short and pretty easy to memorize, and on Rosh Hashanah when they're very long and rather difficult to memorize. There's a third shita brought down in the Gemara, the shita of Rabbi Meir, and that's the shita that is lahalacha, me'ikra din, which is that when it comes to the Shmona Esrei during the week, it's not that big a deal, people should be able to memorize it, and therefore, if you are a baki and capable, you can't rely on the Shliach Tzibur, it's your obligation to daven on your own. Tefillah needs, is a request for rachim, and it's proper people should do it themselves. You shouldn't rely on other people to do it. However, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's very long, it's very difficult, and the din is, says Rabbi Meir, that whether or not you're baki, you're able to, otherwise the Shliach Tzibur is there in place to do it for everybody, and everyone can be Yotzi with the Shliach Tzibur, even if they're bakim. And that's the Lachem Ikra Din. So you could be Yotzi with the Shliach Tzibur without davening, just listen, pay attention, be present. The universal minhag today is that we have Sidurim. There's no need to rely on the Shliach Tzibur. And therefore, because tefillah is tefillah and very important, of central importance, so therefore everyone davens Shmona Esrei and Musaf by themselves. There's hardly anything to do with, there's hardly such thing as an anal baki, in as much as everyone can read from the Siddur, and therefore everyone should do it themselves. And therefore that's the proper thing to do. But of course, make a din, tachlis, if a person just listened to pay attention to the whole Shmona Esrei and Musaf from the Shliach Tzibur and Rosh Hashanah, and he didn't daven, he would indeed make a din be Yotzi. And with that, Mazel Tov, Salak Maseches Rosh Hashanah, we finished Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Baruch Hashem. And next up, as Hashem, is Maseches Tainus.